Verse 11, we're told, and after him was Shammah, the son of Agi. It almost was Maggi, by the way, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. This one came, he's the one gathered a troop, and he's the one that fought for David. And then we're told here about three of the 30 chiefs went down and came to David in the harvest time under the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim, and David was then in a hole, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water, the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." You know, David is brought up there in Bethlehem, and if you were raised in a little town like I was, maybe we had a windmill in the backyard. It was in West Texas, and it's that old Jip water they had out there. But you know, I couldn't wait to get back there one time, and I just lay down on the ground by the faucet, by that well, and just lapped up that water. My, it's delicious. I was raised on it. Took me back to my boyhood. Now, David wanted that water. He never gave a command to anybody to go get him water. But three of these mighty men, they broke through the Philistines. My, I tell you, that's the way they became mighty men. And I think of the command the Lord Jesus gave to go into all the world, preach the gospel. And I think back in the past of the men that broke through the enemy's lines and took the gospel. Think of the missionaries, these pioneer missionaries. I don't like to mention just one. There's so many to mention. But I think of men like Martin Luther. Well, Paul the Apostle, you'd have to start with him. And there were so many. There's a great company that followed after, and they've been breaking through the lines and getting the word out. These are mighty men of David. And we find that in verse 20, "And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew two lion-like men of Moab, and he went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow." And I love that one, by the way. This fellow slew a lion. Now, that's not an easy thing to do, but he did it when there was snow on the ground. I know a lot of people won't even come to church when it sprinkles rain on the sidewalk. May I say to you, they couldn't have much fellowship with this fellow. He was out there when there's snow on the ground, he slew a lion. He's a tremendous man, by the way. And then verse 39, Uriah the Hittite. And then that's that blot on the escutcheon of David. But it's here. It has to be here, you see.